Hey, Rowdies fans, it's Charlie Dennis.
This is Forrest Lasso.
You're listening to the Unused Substitutes.
The Unused Substitutes.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitutes.
Get off the bench!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, I...
Is there one final touch to be had? Aaron Guillen, Lasso, elevating,
yeah!
And Musana
Rowdy's family, and welcome to the Unused Substitute Soccer Show, where we spread the green and gold gospel about the Tampa Bay Rowdies, and unlike last week, we will publish this week's episode. I'll talk about that in a minute. My name is Matthew Cox. I'm joined by my co-host, Ben Wilcox, and the usual technical shenanigans that have been a hallmark of this show for 8 years. And for the next 45 minutes or so, we're going to talk about the most recent results, news, and technically preview this week's match against Louisville City. First off, before we get into it, it's been a while since people have heard an episode from us. We did record one last week. We thought we had an issue with it. It turned out we didn't. I downloaded it. Life happened. I just forgot to post it, and then by the time I was going to, it made no sense to post that episode after the result of last week's match. So, yeah, I'm just not going to do it. I still have it sitting around. I don't know if anyone wants to pay like $129, because that's the cost of a piece of equipment I'm looking at that could make Ben's problems a lot easier. I can share that episode with you. Just get in touch with me. Let us know. We'll figure it out from there. Ben, other than last weekend, how's it going?
I mean, surprisingly good. You know, my brother was in town this past weekend and got the whole family together. We all hung out, which nothing like recharging the soul, like getting all the fun inside jokes that only a brother and sister can share with one another.
Right.
It was exactly what I needed. So I would say things are good, other than banging my desk and potentially knocking audio software out. I would say all is good in the world. I think this is down as the second episode in history that exists but doesn't exist somewhere.
So there's the big, what Dan and I always refer to as the big storm sessions, where we recorded with with LJ from Big Storm, recorded some audio at Al Lang, except forgot to hit record. And then he had us out to Big Storm's main tap room in Clearwater. They have a whole little audio video production stuff because they were going to be doing some stuff. We sat down and recorded that as well too. After several rounds of drinks from Big Storm, and he just kept feeding us beer, it was completely useless by the time we were all sober and rewatched. I mean, there was video content. Like, there was a set. It was everything. We just hung out and shot the you know what, with LJ for a while, and he's one of the coolest dudes that I've gotten to know from doing stuff. And I haven't seen him in forever, but I actually hit him up the other day because I went out to there's a spot down here called Fat Point, which originally was a brewery in Punta Gorda that closed. Big Storm bought them up. And I think they're still planning on reopening down there at some point, but they moved the spot up here. It's great beers, it's great food, and it's a place I've visited a couple times lately with a friend of mine. So enjoy going out there. And I was like, hey, I'm just heading out again. Let you know you got a great spot going there. There might be one or two others out there floating around.
We could add to that fun.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, it almost feels like it can't be a new season or a new series without this happening at least once.
Look, I'm just going to say the other ones are lost. Like, I don't have access to them. Last week, I have that episode. And it was a good show, too, man.
It was a good show. Enjoyed it, man. It was a lot of fun.
Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe in the off season we'll throw it out there. It's not one you want to listen to right now because it's just going to, you know, reopen some old wounds from last weekend. But, you know, once we lift the USL Cup this off season, we can post that and all look back and laugh. All right. Well, let's get into it. This is going to be kind of quick. I have a feeling anyway. Rowdies 0, Pittsburgh 2. Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest and I left at halftime. And not as a protest against losing to Pittsburgh or whatever. Like, it's no shame in losing to Pittsburgh. I had been up since 4 a.m. doing a bunch of things that I had absolutely no training or experience in, and somehow pulling it off. I was exhausted. I was dead. I just came home and kind of went right to bed. It was it had been a long day. I was hoping I was going to be able to make it through the game, but I'm at that age. I can't do this anymore. Getting up at 4 a.m. for this stuff.
Yeah, are we the old men now? Is that are we the get off my lawn people? Have we
always been the old man on this show? I think I still am. I think I've got you by a few years, even.
You got me by a few years, but not many. But I am deeply rooted in my 40s now, so I feel like it's in me. Dad jokes have always been a part of my life, but now I feel like I just embody them more.
Just wait. It doesn't get any better from here. I promise. Ben, we were talking about this before we came on the air. Just the stats. Look at this. Rowdies with a 13-8 shot advantage, a 5-3 shot advantage, a 72%-28% possession advantage, a 621-241 pass advantage. That's what happens when you give up a goal to the Golden Boot leader in the first minute of the match.
Yeah. I mean, that was... And that goal, just not to put it on solely on one person, but that one's on Aaron Guillen for not tracking his player. He pulled into the middle to kind of cover for the extra attacker from the midfield taking up that spot, and doing so, you leave Dequa, the Golden Boot winner, I mean, all by himself in that back post, and he's not going to miss from half a yard out. You know, it's like, I mean, I'm glad he's back, but God. What a return. And you know, you said it. It's like, look, the stats, like okay, so to your point, I didn't watch the game live. I had other stuff I was doing that I had to take care of, and I went back and rewatched the game knowing what was coming. So I think I watched a little bit differently than had I watched it live. And the stats, if you just look at the stats alone, boy, they don't tell the story of this game at all.
No.
I mean, at all. That's not to say we didn't have chances. That's not to say that we didn't have moments where we could have potentially put the ball in the back of the net. But, I mean, let's be honest. Pittsburgh was the better team. And when you give up, and you said it last week, we say this a lot. When you get the early goal, I mean, it's advantage you. And you don't want to give a team like Pittsburgh Riverhound, who's coached by Bob Lilley, who is one of the best in the league for a reason.
I believe he was just named Coach of the Month today for very good reason.
I mean, you can't do that. And I mean, I don't care if you did it to Hartford or Loudoun. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, you just, if there was ever a team not to do it to, this was the team. Because, I mean, their whole DNA is 5-3-2, solid brick wall in the back. They don't give you much anything. And they are methodical in the way they defend. And what do? They turn the ball over in the midfield and they pounce on you as fast as hell. And if it's not Dequa putting the ball in the back net, it's him creating chances for somebody else, them creating overloads against our back line. And, you know, we got exposed. So this one just stunk. I just golly, that just I mean, I know we said, I think we both said 2-1 win this game, and I think we could both agree that that was wishful thinking. But
well, he'd like to manifest himself, put it out there into the world. Unfortunately, it was not matched by the performance. I mean, like there's not a lot you can say from this. I was kind of standing behind the goal, kind of in the casuals beer shower section. Turns out safe night to be there because, you know, it wasn't like we were going to score a goal. Right. And I just, from the opening kickoff, I just had a bad feeling. So that when Dequa scores that, like 39 seconds in,
31.
It was like, I kind of was expecting that. The biggest thing to me from this match, and I'm going to, you know, the Rowdies posted this to their credit, was in their recap. It was in their post game videos. The biggest thing I'm kind of focused on in this match is Nicky Law's post game comments, because it echoed the way I felt, and I didn't even read them till the next morning, if I'm going to be honest, because I came home and went to sleep. I saw the final score, and I just assumed it had been more of the same in the second half. And you know, we talked about this before going on air. There's no shame in coming in second place to this Pittsburgh team.
No.
In the conference, in the league, nothing at all. And the Rowdies can still go out and, you know, with a win and maybe even with a draw, secure second place. Well, not with a draw, because Sacramento's got 61 points and they still have one to go. But we have more wins. We'd have to see what happens. But with a win, well, even a win's not going to guarantee it. But we will be second or third overall in the league.
Yep.
When this next weekend is done. And for the injuries we've had, for the coaching changes, the, you know, coach being held hostage in England for a couple months, like for everything that's gone on this year, to do that, to go into the next to last game of the regular season with a chance to clinch first place, well, not clinch, but take over first place and have your name still in the running for the Player Shield, is a huge accomplishment, and everybody on this team should be proud of that, and the fans should be proud of it too. To lose that game, even to lose that game 2-0, is not a scarlet letter kind of situation. But you know, this was billed as the biggest game in USL this season. You know, a clash of these two titans, and reading Nicky Law's comments, I'm like, I kind of felt like we did not show up for this game.
No.
Like, you know, there's some great moments in there. You know, like you said, Aaron Guillen gets back on the pitch and is a guy we're going to need in the playoffs and, you know, had a bad night. Leo Fernandez makes his season debut in the second half. Literally the only thing I'm disappointed that I missed from that game.
Right.
But the fight wasn't there. It did not feel like it was there. And then, you know, Nicky Law says the same thing, and I'm going to read some of the things that they sent out to us in the post game email. I thought we were out fought, out battled all night long. To be honest, if you want to see what it takes to win championships, I think you look no further than our opponents tonight. We were way too nice to play against tonight. We were miles off from the first minute, conceding to go 1-0 down. We never recovered. A lot of work to do, to be honest, as we head into the playoffs. Our record speaks for itself. 2 defeats to Pittsburgh, 2 defeats to Charleston, 2 defeats to Memphis, 2 defeats to Birmingham. We're going to have to beat some of those teams to get to a championship final. Really poor, a lot of work to do. I'm going to throw one more in there, too, because the field is not quite set yet, but the Rowdies are going to host Indy or Birmingham. They have not beaten either team this year. They drew twice to Indy, and they lost twice to Birmingham. Looking at the playoff teams that are in here right now, okay, we lost twice to Pittsburgh. We lost twice to Charleston. We lost twice to Memphis. We've beaten Louisville once. We got one more game coming up against them this weekend. We drew both games against Indy. We lost both to Birmingham. Miami currently sitting in eighth place by a point. I believe we won both games against them.
Yep.
And then Detroit, it would be the other team who is contending for that eighth spot. I believe we beat them in both games too. So out of the other 7 teams that will qualify for the playoffs, we've got wins against 3 of them.
Yep.
And we've got, you know, we still have a list of injuries, and you know, we said this before, you know, right now, and you've got a couple of weeks, you've got this weekend to do something, and you've got, you know, hopefully at least two home playoff games coming up. Right now it feels like this is a team, and other people have said this online. I pointed it out, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were getting into the situation. Right now, this feels like a team built for the regular season, not built for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right.
Between the season-long form against these teams that we're going to face and the injury situation, it don't feel like we're going into – this does not feel like potentially the second-place team overall in the entire league heading into the playoffs. You know, we've lost two of the last four. Who knows what we're going to see this weekend, because it's a game that Louisville really, really needs if they want to clinch, if they want any hope of getting a home playoff game. And it's a game that ultimately means little to us. We cannot change our positioning for better or for worse. Nope. You'd say, you know, any other situation, you'd say this is a game where you might rotate some players coming in, but who, because of all the injuries, I don't know. I don't want to say it feels like we're backing into the playoffs, because based on our form this year, that's definitely not the case. Second most wins in the entire USL. But right now,
which doesn't make any sense when you look at the teams that we haven't beat. It doesn't make any sense.
Because we beat the Tulsas and we beat the Loudons and we beat the Hartfords and, you know, the Miamis and Detroits, the teams, you know, fighting it out, scrapping for that last spot. And then we beat a lot of the Western Conference. We beat Vegas, Rio Grande Valley. Yeah. I think we beat Monterey, didn't we?
I don't remember, if I'm being honest with you.
Oakland, New Mexico, El Paso, Phoenix. They're like, if we can make it to the USL Cup final, I feel pretty good about our chances. We've done some damage against the West.
I mean, if that's the case, we just need Sacramento to lose and us to get to the final, then where we go, we're good. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're golden.
Yeah, if San Antonio wants to go out like in the first round too, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. But, you know, in the conference that we're in, where the majority of our games are, it hasn't been the best season for us. It really hasn't.
And I hate using the excuse of all the injuries and everything else. I mean, they are real things that happen to us. I mean, the real things that we are experiencing. You know, the coaching change did happen. As much as we want to say that it's an effect, it has an effect. Nicky Law has done a fair job as, you know, the manager stepping in. But, I mean, it has been great underneath Nicky, and I think he would say that too. We're like you said, it feels like this is a regular season team. And to the point of this game against Pittsburgh, it reminded me a lot of how I felt when in the final against Orange County, and they came in here and just absolutely owned us from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And there was just nothing. There was no fight. There was no.
It felt like Tampa Bay from two or three years ago, where you gave up a goal and they said, okay, that's it. We're not getting back into this.
But I mean, that discredits what Pittsburgh does to teams. I mean, they've done this to everybody. You know, I mean, like I said before, I mean, we created chances. We had moments where we could have put, I mean, Cal had a moment on a cross. He had a header that he could have put in near post that he just puts a half a yard above the post.
Yeah.
Above the crossbar. I mean, just like there were moments there. If we score, like I feel like this game completely changes. It's just
it's not to say
that we're not good. It's just losing the way that we lost this game. It really was just a gut punch for us fans to just, because we're all hype. I mean, the league is hype. John Morrissey wrote this great article about how much of a powerhouse of a matchup this is, and it had all that buildup, and it was just like, were we the only ones that felt it? Now, we know that's not true. We know the players care about this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you go in that locker room and you ask any one of those guys, did that game matter to them? Of course, they're all going to say yes. And not because they're toting the company line. Because, look, they're professionals. They've been in this league. They're proud to wear the green and gold. They're proud to wear that crest. And they want to do themselves and the team proud. And look, I don't. How much of it falls on Pittsburgh just being so good and us just not finding that last piece against these top teams?
Well, and I think that's part of it. Going back to, you're talking about the Cal Jennings thing. You know, this last run, this last five games, we, you know, we've drawn 3-3 against San Antonio. That might be the best result out of all of those games, even though we've won two games, lost 4-2 against Memphis. We won 2-0 against Hartford, and yeah, that's, you know, that's 3 points, but you would want to do better against that. We won 1-0 against Loudoun, you know, same thing. And then we've lost here 0-2 against Pittsburgh. It's been a tough stretch. The chances aren't breaking for us the way they have in the past part of the season. Yeah. You know, possibly there's some confidence being shook. But yeah, I mean, I have no doubt at all about the desire and the heart of the players. If anything, you have to look at Pittsburgh. I mean, that's what Pittsburgh does. Pittsburgh comes in and intimidates you into being a wet fart.
Yep. And congratulations, Bob Billy, you did it. Damn you.
I was randomly scrolling through Facebook today, and they have all those like Velcro patches that, you know, whatever, they go on people's backpacks with funny sayings. And one of them said, every single one of us has gambled with a fart and lost. And I'm like, that's what happened on Saturday. That's exactly what happened on Saturday. I love that. I could never get away with this when Dan and Steven were around. I just drop one of these on you, and you're just like, oh my God, what have I gotten into?
I mean, I love it because, I mean, it's a great analogy. I mean, look, I don't mind losing. I just don't like, I mean, I hate losing because I'm competitive. But I don't mind losing if we play our asses off till the last whistle. And it did, I mean, again, it didn't feel that way. And I look, Leo coming in at second half was awesome. I'm so glad he's back. Just take all the other contents of the game away. Leo Fernandez is back on the field, and he played well. Not great, but he didn't play bad. What do you expect? It's his first game back all season. It's his first time playing this year. But Leo's back. I mean, like, that was amazing, and it felt great. And it felt great, like, when Lewis came back, seeing Aaron get out there and get on the field for the start. That was great. I mean, like, there are a number of things to be happy about, but it's just like, I hate losing the way we lost that game. It just, I'm touching my desk and I'm about to punch it. And we know what happened the last time I did that. Sorry, I got to step away. But hands on my lap. All right, here we go.
Can I throw a conspiracy theory out there? I have absolutely zero confidence in this. I do not believe this to be the case. However, Charleston played Miami Saturday night,
right,
in a game that kicked off at 6 p.m. By the time the Rowdies game starts, it's second half. Charleston scores early, like 7 minutes in, goes into halftime with a 1-0 lead. Miami scores, levels the game in the 56th minute, 80th minute. They get the winner. That's the game that secured second place for us. I'm not saying they knew, but I'm saying someone else is going to look at this and go, well, they knew it, and it didn't really matter in the end. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the mentality the players have. I don't think that's the mentality Nicky Law would have. I know for damn sure it's not the mentality Neil Collins would have. He wouldn't even probably let them know the result of the game.
Right.
Yeah, someone else, look, I know, is going to say this at some point and say that's why. I don't think so.
No.
But, there it is. I'm just going to throw it out there.
If there's some silver linings here, I'll say this. I'm done with this Pittsburgh game. I just, look, Pittsburgh did what they do, and they make really great teams look very average at best. And that's what they did to us. And they did that against a team that just had their starting defender come back, that just had the reigning league MVP come back, a team that hasn't had a lot of confidence coming into this game. I mean, look. Pittsburgh did what Pittsburgh does. All right, you know, hats off to them. All right, fine, we move on. But if you look at the silver lining here, look, the worst we can do, and you alluded to it, was, look, the worst we can do is third overall in the USL. That's still pretty freaking impressive. Yeah. Secondly, no matter what, we've secured a home playoff game. And right now, if I got a choice between playing away playoff game or home playoff game, I want home playoff game. You know, so we have given ourselves a chance at a home playoff game, potentially two, and depending on how Pittsburgh does, three. Yeah. I mean, throughout.
All we have to do is win.
Exactly. I mean, if we do nothing, I mean, like, and I don't want to overlook Louisville because – I don't want to lose to Louisville. I don't want to lose, period. But ultimately, as much as I hate to say this, it's a throwaway game. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because like you said, I mean, we don't want to back into the playoffs. You don't want to do that because no matter who we face, it's a team we haven't beaten, right? So no matter what, we want to go into this with our right, with our best foot forward. But God almighty, we at least have a chance at home. And if we get into the playoffs with 2 weeks of Leo playing the starting lineup, no injuries at home, I mean, I still feel good about it. I refuse to believe that this team that has just struggled to find its way these last 5-6 weeks, wins, losses, whatever, has not really created its identity or shown its true identity, even though it's come in moments or only against crap teams. You know, we give ourselves a chance. I mean, the playoffs starts everything. Everyone starts at square one, right? Like it's mm-hmm. a brand new season. You know, in 2 weeks,
just has the Rays and the Orioles, right?
Oh my God, right? I mean, geez, Louise. I mean, look, not to go on a baseball tangent, but I don't know how you are, but if I'm going to lose to the Rays, if we're going to lose the way we did to Texas in the first round, I'm going to root for Texas because at least I can say that we lost to the World Series champs. That's just my mentality. If we're going to lose to them, let them win the whole damn thing. Because not to say it saves any face or any of the other arguments that came about throughout that three-game series, well, two-game. I want them to win. You know, I would at least say we lost to the best. But
I mean, I was always like, when I was a kid growing up in South Florida, and you know, kind of before the Marlins got there, and then even once they were there, I didn't really care much for the Marlins. I was always an Orioles fan because of Cal Ripken Jr. So as soon as the Rays went out, I said, "Well, I'm going to throw my support behind Baltimore," and we see how effective that was.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm just kind of watching the National League at this point.
I mean, look, we got a home game coming up, in the first round of the playoffs. In a perfect world, we're healthy. I don't think you need to get up for those games, and I mean, maybe I'm just a blind optimist, but I feel like on any given day we can beat anybody, mm-hmm. and even Pittsburgh. Because look, as bad as this game was, let's not forget that we may have lost to Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh, but let's not pretend like we weren't the better team.
Right.
Let's not pretend like we didn't own them for good portions of that game. You know, I mean, we can very much compete and play on the same pitch as Pittsburgh. They just mm-hmm. were better than us today. Well, Saturday. So I don't want to get hung up on that loss, you know, because we've proven we can play with that team. We just need to prove that we can win that game. And
right.
Playoff time. I mean, if all things stand the way they are right now, we get what, Birmingham? I absolutely
100%. If things hold pat, yeah, we would get Birmingham. They're 2 points behind Indy, depending on it'll be Birmingham or Indy. Miami can't sneak up into that spot. They're heading into their final game against they have to go to Sacramento. You know, no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. So I see Bright sneak in there.
Yeah, they have to go to Sacramento. Bad enough, you know, flying cross country. Now you're flying cross country to the best team in the Western Conference. But Miami is kind of on a mission right now. They've won 4 straight. They are a hot team. Might be the best. Well, no, Pittsburgh's won 5 in a row and maybe more. So they're definitely the hottest. But Miami's right behind them in terms of form right now. You know, Detroit can get in with a win and a Miami draw or a loss. So. Yeah, Detroit's got to go to Pittsburgh. So, but you know, Pittsburgh has. Now, I think the one thing that you know Pittsburgh may want to clinch that outright home win record. Or no, it's away, so they can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's a throwaway game for Pittsburgh. Other than maybe you don't want to go into the playoffs on you know on a loss, but you've won 5 straight, and one loss isn't going to shake you.
I was going to say, I don't think they care.
They're the best team in the league this year. I
think Bob Lilly does rotate that team, and the result is the result. I don't think he worries too much about it other than to
right.
play your system, play the guys that are on the field, and make changes whenever you need to get guys rest. I don't think he'll change anything, though. I think he will march out there with, you know, the best 11 minus a few starters, to give them rest going into the playoffs because they very much believe they are the best team right now, and they have every reason to say that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Birmingham or Indy. Give me Indy. I want to see a Leo on Seba matchup. That's what I want.
No, I get that, but
and Birmingham might be the seventh place team right now, but I would take Indy over Enzo Martinez any day.
Would you though? Because I don't know, man. Yeah. I feel like Indy's been a really good team lately.
Indy and Birmingham both have identical records in the last five games. They've drawn one, lost two, won two. Right. 2 points separate them.
But Birmingham leaks.
Birmingham's been a playoff team the last few years. Indy hasn't. You know, there's some guys there that know what it's like and what they need to do, like Seba Guinzadi. I mean, to me, I think that's the narrative game you want.
I mean, that's fair.
You want the old captain coming back and facing off against the former MVP or you know the reigning MVP. Then again, you've got Birmingham. Like we talk a lot about how Tampa Bay and Louisville is the rivalry, and it still is.
Yeah.
But next behind there, it's Birmingham. It's Memphis. Well, I mean, it's Charleston. It's kind of everybody at this point because they've all had our number this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess if I'm going by the numbers, I mean, you look at the goals against average. I mean, goal differential for Birmingham is what, -8. Indy is +8. I mean, Birmingham leaks goals. I mean, for a team that is struggling to find the back of the net against good quality opponents, by the numbers, I think you want Birmingham. But I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, Enzo is he's a buzzsaw.
We've at least taken points off Indy this year. Now, I would like to say, you know, let's you know put things right by finally beating Birmingham, even if it's in the playoffs. But we've seen them in the playoffs the last 2 years. We know they are a solid team in playoff season. Neither of those games have been cakewalks. Nope. We've managed to win them. But
I was gonna say, we came out on top, though. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't think there's a great answer here. As I rub my head, frustration and a little bit of being tired, I don't know. And we still got to, I mean, like I said, we're still supposed to talk about Louisville. I mean, like, we can't walk over Louisville. I mean, because look, they're coming with everything. Like, they want to win because if Memphis loses, you know, and Louisville wins, they take the 4th seed.
Right.
I mean,
literally, like, it's there in my notes. My preview of Rowdies in Louisville is there's an official watch party at Colony Grill. Everything else, whatever. It ultimately for us, and I was trying to do some of this math in my head, does it make more sense? Does it work out better for the Rowdies if Louisville does win and moves into that home playoff spot or pushes seeing them further down the road? But then it's, you know, it gives us a chance to maybe see Memphis in the second round, and Memphis is a team we have not beaten this year. Louisville is a team that we. Toss up. I
would rather not see Memphis. They are buzzing right now, and thankfully, we have to see them on their field, which is garbage. But
right, I think the approach has to be, and I think this is what the players will do, and I think this is what the coaches will do. It's the simplest way to do this. You just go out and win the game in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the possibilities and the permutations and all this stuff. Just go win the game in front of you and see what happens.
Sure, because like you said early on in the pod, it just look, you know, this team, they're professionals. They want to win. They want to get into the playoffs. They want to perform well. They want to be buzzing. They want to be, you know, firing all circuits. So, look, nothing more to energize you going into the playoffs than beating your rival in Louisville, you know? I mean, are we good enough to beat them in Louisville? Absolutely. I mean, we're a good enough team to beat anybody, but can we beat Louisville? Yeah, absolutely. We know what Louisville is. We know who they are. I mean, if we can shore up our defense, and I think having Aaron back in that game, having him back for this game, look, Aaron's not going to have two bad games in a row. I can't remember him ever having two bad games in a row. In fact, I don't really ever remember him having a bad game. I mean, he's just so consistent. So this past game was just very uncharacteristic of him. Look, I don't know. I'm just rambling at this point.
It's been a long season for all of us.
I don't know where to go here, man. You're right. Win the game in front of you and let the playoffs be what they are. Win this game. Keep your guys healthy. Keep moving forward. I mean, ultimately, you give yourself a chance by getting to the playoffs, and we gave ourselves a great chance by getting home field advantage. So, you know, go into Louisville, do your best, be smart, don't get any red cards, stay healthy, and move on to the playoffs.
Yeah. One last thing I wanted to mention out there about Nikki Law's post-match comments, and I'm usually of the school where if you win, the credit goes to the players, and if you lose, the blame goes to the coach. I don't have any problems with what he said. You know, he pointed out, like, the team was not good tonight. It's been a little while. He pointed out the record against the some of the top teams that we're going to play. And then at the very end, and I just want to throw this part in there too. Well, first of all, talking about the defensive lapse on the opening goal, I can't lose track of how many goals we've conceded during my time here from crosses. We have guys going into the box unmarked, just no one near them for tap-ins. It's true. Two again tonight. I don't think there was once tonight we crossed into the box and someone could just walk in for free and put the ball in the back of the net. It just has to mean more. It has to hurt more when we're defending. You saw that tonight with our opponents. They don't just let you pass, and then when they have moments to attack, they punish you. It's going to take a very, very good team to beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs. It's going to take a very, very good team to beat Pittsburgh anywhere, anytime. Yeah. If there's any consolation, it's that the last few Players' Shield winners have not gone on to win the USL Cup, so maybe. And then lastly, he wraps up with talking about how they're going to rebound before the playoffs. It's all about hard work. We'll go to Louisville next week. I think the only saving grace of tonight is we secured second place. Thanks, Miami. You finally did something useful for the first time in your entire existence. We do have two home playoff games, provided we win the first one. We have lots of work to do. That's all you can do. We have to pick these guys up as best we can, but we all know we have a lot of improvements to make. That all falls on me. So he does, you know, he does take his share of the blame like a coach is supposed to. Yeah. I have zero problem with anything that he said, and I don't think anyone else should either. No, that's just my opinion.
He was 100% correct.
Nothing inaccurate there. The standings, for the last time, they're really going to matter. They don't actually really matter because we're locked into a spot. Yeah. Pittsburgh, 66 points, clinched home field throughout the playoffs. Rowdy, second with 60. Charleston, third with 56. Memphis in fourth with 52. Louisville in fifth with 50. Indy, sixth with 48. Birmingham, seventh with 46. Miami hanging on to that last playoff spot, 41 points. They are the only team not to have clinched. Detroit City, 1 point behind with 40. Like we said, Miami goes to Sacramento. Detroit hosts Pittsburgh. It's not going to be easy for whichever team gets in. Nope. If they both lose, it's Miami. If they both draw, it's Miami. If they both win, it's Miami. They just can't, you know, Miami just can't blow it at this point if they want to get in the playoffs. Tulsa has been officially eliminated in addition to Loudoun and Hartford. Rowdies did clinch second via the Charleston loss, so I know we haven't done it yet. Our man of the match for the Rowdies in Pittsburgh game might be Joaquin Rivas from Miami. He scored the equalizer and assisted on the winner for Miami. Might have to give it to him. We talked about possibly, you know, an honorary man of the match for Leo just to get back out there. But look, we have to talk about something good. We have to dish some good news in here at some point. So for this game, we're going to rename Man of the Match to Morgan of the Match, because today is our favorite freelance photographer, photographer's birthday. Morgan, I do believe she's going to be at Al Lang for the playoff game next weekend. So cool. Happy birthday to our Morgan of the Match.
Yeah.
All right. Literally, my preview of the Rowdies in Louisville is want to win because it's the game on the schedule. Other than that, and it sucks to say it, there just isn't that significance to the game that there has been in the past. You know, just imagine if Tampa Bay had been able to get a 2-goal win over Pittsburgh going into this game, needing a result to formally clinch the Players' Shield on Louisville's turf would have been just huge.
I mean,
but instead we're left with Louisville desperately trying to win to get into that fourth spot. They don't want to lose because an Indy win could put Indy into fifth place and drop Louisville down to sixth place. there's a chance they could, you know, miss them, get a slightly tougher spot too, which would mean them going to Charleston as opposed to Memphis as it stands right now. I don't know that either one of those is a significant difference for Louisville, who has, you know, look, like they're fifth. They've got 50 points. They've done well. They've won 14 games. This is not the Louisville City of the past few seasons, though. It just isn't. And they still have a lot of talented players, but the results have not been there for them this year. So, you know, they would like to get that home one. I'm sure at least it makes it, you know, a little bit easier. So Louisville's got a lot to play for. To be honest, other than pride, we don't have a whole lot.
Yep.
Pride, wanting to right the ship going into the playoffs, whatever you want to do, you know, you don't want the coach, whatever the reason is, you don't want coach yelling at you, or you want to make sure your team picks up your contract option for next year, whatever it is, find that motivation and go do it. Like, let's do it. We're going to jump in this really quick. Do you have a prediction?
No. I mean, I don't know how to go.
You want me to do mine?
Go for it.
1-1.
Oh, you would say that.
1-1.
All right. So, because I, contrary to much of what I said today, I am an optimist. I think we get the win in this game because Louisville is more desperate for the win. I think the team that showed up against Pittsburgh is not the team that shows up against Louisville, because just because the game mathematically doesn't have meaning, it still means something to these players because it's Louisville-Tampa Bay. So I'm going to go with 2-1.
Okay.
I think Cal Jennings gets his 20th goal. And I think we walk out of here ready to go into the playoffs and prove. Oh, and not to mention, I think we get at least 75 out of Leo Fernandez.
So does he start and come off before the game, or does he come on late?
I think he comes on. I think he starts right away. I think he starts the game. I think it makes no sense to bring him on late in this game. I think let him play until you feel he either A, needs a break, or B, we have a better option off the bench.
I just don't want anyone getting injured. So you say Cal Jennings, if Cal Jennings is going to hit 20, he needs a hat trick.
Oh, is he three out? Oh, well, then I'm sorry, 3-1.
Yeah, because he was on 17 coming this game and didn't pick one up. Yeah.
All right. Maybe he doesn't miss 20, but I'm going to stick with it. I think it's a 2-1 game. I think Louisville is going to be dangerous. I think they're going to create opportunities. It's also Louisville at home, but I think that this team wants to make up for the fact that we just got outplayed against Pittsburgh. I think there's too much pride on that team to allow themselves two games in a row to look the way they did. I don't think they let it happen. There's too much pride.
So this game is the laundromat that you take your wet fart clothes to.
Yes.
Clean it up.
I mean,
the other metaphor I was going to use tonight was that we managed to get second place after Charleston pooped in the sink for the last two games. So it could have been a lot worse. Although I think I just made it worse.
Oh, whatever it is. Charleston and poop, I think those two things go great together. So, you know, whatever.
Delighted to see them drop two games at the end when they potentially had a chance to climb into second. Loved it. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and do my best Daniel Indonino impersonation here. If Cal Jennings gets a hat trick in this game, I will get a Rowdy's tattoo.
Oh shit! Okay, now I want that hat trick. All right, I'm changing it again. I'm back to 3-1.
And you know what? I can honestly see him doing it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I can honestly see him doing it.
Louisville wants that 4 seed. They do not want to have to play away throughout the playoffs. They are a good enough team. They very well could be in the top 4. Now, I mean, it also means Memphis is going to have to lose to New Mexico, which I don't know the way that Memphis has been playing lately. I don't know. But look, Louisville can only control the game.
Although, it's less travel for them than probably any other team in the Eastern Conference because they're way out there on the Mississippi River already.
But I don't know. Louisville's going to be desperate for a win. I think they want the win really bad, and I think that leaves them exposed. And we have been able to catch teams that are overly aggressive. I mean, one of the reasons we struggle against Pittsburgh is because they are methodical at defense. They play a 5-3-2, and what they do is they push that extra
72-28% possession. That tells you right there.
I mean, look, they play a 5-3-2, and what they do is they push that extra midfielder up into the attack to create overloads in the center backs and then allow Dequa or whoever else is playing off of him to get into those open spaces on either side. But they keep 5, 6, 7 players back at all times. So it's hard to counterattack them. It's hard to catch them off. They play great defense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I don't know. I feel like we can catch Louisville trying to be overly aggressive. I don't think they're nearly as disciplined as Pittsburgh was. And we have proven that we can put balls in the back of that. We almost did against Pittsburgh in this game. So, I mean, if we can do that, almost get away with it against Pittsburgh, playing the way we did, there's no reason to think that we can't do the same thing against Louisville. Sorry.
For this scenario to have a chance, for Cal to bag 3, we have to get an early goal. Because then you have to push Louisville into a desperation attacking mode and then just hit them on the counterattack over and over.
Like Zach Steinberger style in Louisville last time we were there. Yes, agreed.
That'd
be legal too. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, it's going to have to be Cal unless you think we're going to score 4.
If Cal gets his hat trick or not, I just want to win this damn game. And if Leo is getting a damn goal,
I just want no one to get injured or a red card. That's all I want. That's literally all I want out of this game. Well, I want to win, but I am extremely pragmatic. I would rather win a playoff game than the regular season finale.
Look, we have an opportunity against Louisville to play the starting 11 we thought we were going to get at the beginning of the season. Like, you realize that, right? The thing that we've been asking for all season long, we have the chance to see it this Saturday. Like, that freaking rocks, man. I am stoked for that. And I don't expect it to be perfect, but there's no reason to think that this game isn't the perfect builder. Win, loss, draw, don't care. This isn't the perfect opportunity for this team to solidify that going into the playoffs. So, I'm excited for it, and I absolutely believe that we can do it.
Yeah. The team, like I said, is hosting an official watch party at Colony Grill. Get out. I might stop by there. I'm going to the USF homecoming game. I am even more excited now because they put out the uniform combo for this week, and they're bringing back the Bionic Goat logo for the helmets. I'm pumped. I have not seen that logo on a football field in quite a long time. I hope they paint it on the field too. That would be fantastic. I doubt it, but it would be fantastic. So depending on, when that game ends and everything else, perhaps I will stop by on my way back through, St. Pete on my way to, parts unknown. All right, let's wrap this up and get out of here. I got some stuff I got to take care of before I head to bed. It's been a long season. It's been a long week. It's been a long day.
Yeah, it's just about to get exciting.
I know. We're just about to get to the playoffs.
This is good. Look, good things are happening personally for you, and playoffs are around the corner. And I think there's an exciting opportunity there for the starting 11 that we've been asking for all freaking year.
I hope so.
To be the team that starts the playoffs.
I hope so. By the way, I missed this originally at first. I'm just looking through the USL kind of recap. Sellout crowd of 7,407 fans at Al Lang on Saturday.
That's awesome. I'm so bummed that I missed that.
I'm bummed that 7,407 fans saw that as a game because I did not see any Pittsburgh fans when I was there in the first half. I don't know.
Yeah, when we do their sellout.
I'm sure there were some there that want to see them win and get that silverware, but who knows. All right, let's wrap up and get out of here. We'll be back next week to preview the playoffs. We'll know who the opponent is. Hopefully we'll be able to get some people on to talk about what that matchup may look like, whether it's John Morrissey, whether it's because we know some Birmingham people, we know some Indy people. We might be able to make that work. We'll see what happens. But most importantly right now, go out, win if you can, don't get injured. No red cards, please. If someone's even on like one yellow away from accumulation, just sit them. I want school strength for playoffs, please. Come on, you rowdies.
Come on, you rowdies.
See ya.